Have you ever watched someone walk into a room and instantly command attention, making friends with everyone they meet? This isn't magic or an innate talent, it's a learnable skill. In our increasingly disconnected world, the ability to forge genuine human connections quickly isn't just a social nicety, it's the foundation of everything from business success to personal happiness. The radical premise here is simple yet profound. Meaningful human connection doesn't require months of careful relationship building. It can happen in just 90 seconds. Warren Buffett reportedly gifted copies of this book to young entrepreneurs, noting that technical skills might get you hired, but people skills get you promoted. The science backs this up. People lacking social ties are almost 3 times more likely to die from medical illness than those with extensive contacts, regardless of socioeconomic status or health habits. We are wired for connection. Our brains thrive on making associations, and socially active people consistently live longer. When connected within our communities, we experience safety and can channel energy into social, cultural, and spiritual evolution. This connection manifests physically. During strong rapport, our bodies synchronize, breathing patterns align, postures mirror each other, and heart rates adjust. During deep conversations, even brainwave patterns can synchronize, showing the neurological impact of genuine connection. Your attitude determines the quality of nearly every interaction. Consider Joanne, a bank teller whose cheerful demeanor keeps customers loyal despite competing banks opening closer by. Some drive an extra 20 minutes just to interact with her. Her positive attitude benefits everyone, customers, colleagues, her company, her family, and herself. Attitudes are infectious and rooted in emotional interpretations of experiences. Negative attitudes manifest in belligerent body language, harsh tone, and menacing words. Most people focus on what they don't want rather than what they do, shaping their attitude negatively. Your imagination, stronger than willpower, can work for or against you. When meeting someone, choose a really useful attitude like curiosity or warmth. Studies show that maintaining a genuine smile for just 60 seconds can shift your emotional state. More than half of what others respond to is nonverbal, including posture, gestures, facial expressions, head movements, and subtle micro-expressions that occur in milliseconds. Body language and rapport building falls into 2 categories, open, exposing the heart, and closed, defending it. Open body language signals cooperation, agreement, willingness, enthusiasm, and approval. These gestures include exposed hands with palms visible, uncrossed arms, relaxed shoulders, and subtle movements toward the other person. When meeting someone new, point your heart directly at theirs. There's magic in this connection. Defensive body language protects the body through subtle barriers. Crossed arms are the universal sign of defensiveness, hiding the heart. Other defensive gestures include avoiding eye contact, turning sideways, creating physical barriers with objects, fidgeting, or positioning yourself behind furniture. Facial expressions follow this same open-closed pattern. The open face smiles genuinely, creating crow's feet around the eyes, makes appropriate eye contact, shows curiosity through raised eyebrows, and maintains engagement. The expressionless neutral face can be particularly disconcerting because humans are wired to read emotional signals. We naturally synchronize with others from birth, constantly making minute adjustments based on emotional feedback. People in rapport mirror each other's movements, sitting similarly and leaning toward each other almost like dancers. Synchronizing means matching someone's mood, body language, and voice. By subtly mirroring another person's posture, movements, and vocal patterns, tone, volume, speed, pitch, and rhythm, you quickly establish rapport. After synchronizing for a few minutes, test your connection by making a subtle, independent move. If they follow your lead by matching your new position or gesture, you've established rapport, a sign they're subconsciously following you, and a strong connection has formed. The key is subtlety. Your matching should be respectful and natural, never obvious or mocking. Authentic synchronization stems from genuine interest in connecting, not manipulation. Regular practice in daily interactions will make it second nature, allowing you to better understand others' perspectives. Getting information from strangers is surprisingly easy with the right approach. People naturally reciprocate self-disclosure. When introducing yourself, adding information tags to your name encourages similar responses. Listen for free information in replies and follow up with open questions. Active listening captures both facts and feelings. Show engagement through encouraging sounds, open body language, nodding, appropriate eye contact, and leaning forward. People filter the world in three primary ways: visual, 55%, auditory, 15%, and kinesthetic, 30%. Visual people think in pictures, talk quickly, and use words like clear and focus. Kinesthetics speak slowly with lower voices, often looking downward, using terms like grasp and connect. Auditories process through sound, speak at moderate pace, and use hearing-related vocabulary. Use vivid sensory details instead of bland descriptions. To maintain rapport, avoid conversation pitfalls. Don't interrupt or finish other sentences. Avoid complaints, criticism, or one-word answers. Don't monopolize conversations. Maintain eye contact and mind personal hygiene. The first few seconds of contact follow five crucial steps. Open eye beam, hi, lean. Begin with an open attitude and body language. Make eye contact, offer a sincere smile, say hi with pleasant tonality, and take the lead by extending your hand and using their name. A subtle forward lean shows interest as you begin to synchronize. Likeability makes people comfortable around you, gaining their attention and encouraging openness. While appearance matters somewhat, how you make others feel matters far more. In today's rushed world, we make snap judgments within seconds, often before words are spoken. With attention spans averaging only 30 seconds, you must capture attention with likability and maintain it through rapport. Make positive assumptions. Assume rapport, trust, and mutual liking. People who connect effectively live longer, gain cooperation, and feel secure. In our increasingly digital world, forging genuine face-to-face connections isn't just nice, it's essential for a fulfilling life. Every meaningful relationship begins with those first crucial seconds. We aren't closed systems, but open loops regulated by emotional feedback from others. Through body language, expressions, tone, and words, others make difficulties bearable and joys sweeter. People naturally gravitate towards similar others. When you instantly like someone, it's often because you share interests, attitudes, or mannerisms. I like you becomes I am like you. Our eyes move in specific patterns when accessing different sensory memories. By observing these movements, you can determine someone's primary sensory preference, visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, and communicate more effectively in their sensory language. Communities that sustain us, defined by shared beliefs, values, interests, or geography, provide strength and safety when we feel connected. This connection allows us to channel energy into social, cultural, and spiritual evolution. Choosing positive interpretations transforms your attitude and connections with others. The ability to forge genuine connections quickly isn't just a social nicety, it's fundamental to business success and personal happiness. In our increasingly disconnected world, rapid rapport-building skills are more valuable than ever. With practice, meaningful connections can happen in just 90 seconds rather than months.